From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 30th, 2020. This is a revised version of an episode from April 2013. This week, we feature a feathered mystery sound, chosen just for the upcoming April Fool's Day. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to sounds resembling those that often follow a funny Fool's Day trick, and see if you know the group of shorebirds to which this species belongs. And here's a hint. You might hear sounds like these on April Fool's Day if you're gullible. If you guessed gulls, you're right. You heard the sounds of a laughing gull in a recording by Lang Elliott from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. The laughing gull is one of 16 gull species whose occurrence has been documented in Virginia, out of 20 gull species known in North America. 12 of those species, with interesting names like Bonaparte's, Franklin's, Iceland, and Ivory gulls, are relatively rare visitors to the Commonwealth. Four species, the great black-backed gull, herring gull, laughing gull, and ring-billed gull, are fairly common around Virginia's coastal waters, with herring, laughing, and ring-billed gulls found at times farther inland, around fresh waters or sources of food. Besides their distinctive sounds, which can vary considerably, gulls generally are known for gathering in groups for nesting and feeding, for their hovering ability, and for scavenging food around fishing boats, plowed fields, parking lots, and landfills. About the laughing gull, 19th century naturalist John James Audubon reported an amusing feeding anecdote, excerpted here as follows. On the 10th of May, 1832, it was my good fortune to be snugly on board the revenue cutter Marion. The gulls that laughed whilst our anchors were swiftly descending were all busily engaged on wing, hovering here and there around the brown pelicans, intent on watching their plunges into the water. As the pelican went down headlong, so gracefully followed the gull, which, on the brown bird's emerging, alighted nimbly on its very head, and with a gentle stoop, instantly snatched from the mouth of its purveyor the glittering fry. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds, and we let a laughing gull have the last call. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.